Katy Country 94 weather.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Did you know that we sell tires? We also perform alignments and all the other services that go along with them. We handle all the top brands. Extras like road hazard warranty, complimentary tire rotations, and complimentary tire repairs are available for purchase on most tires. Right now, we are offering $80 off when you buy a set of four. Call or stop by Kiever Brothers Automotive for fast, friendly tire services today. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit or on the web at KieverBrothers.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Wakanda Boats is geared up for boating season. The showrooms are full of Lund aluminum and fiberglass fishing boats and Harris Tritunes. If you aren't ready for new, check out the used lineup. Call today to get into your dream boat specced out for you. Need new fishing or boat gear? They are a one-stop shop and full of the latest and greatest, including tackle, poles, tubes, boards, skis, jackets, and the newest in technology. Wakanda Boats, Glen Elder, Kansas, and Republican City, Nebraska.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kyle Railroad plans to close or is closing K-9 at the railroad crossing near Beloit this morning around 6 a.m. to repair and upgrade the railroad tracks. During construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic from U.S. 81 to Beloit and Cloud and Mitchell counties and be directed to a detour on U.S. 24. Work on the K-9 railroad tracks is estimated to be completed and reopened by Sunday, June the 9th, weather permitting. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. To stay aware of all road construction projects across Kansas, go to candrive.org or call 511. The Kansas Senate President and Kansas House Speaker said on Tuesday they were intrigued by the potential of putting together an incentive package capable of attracting the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs to a new stadium complex in Kansas. The Kansas legislature will be in Topeka starting June 18th to consider a tax relief bill after called in a special session by Governor Laura Kelly. There is no limit on topics lawmakers might consider, which opens the door to consideration of a deal for the NFL franchise. Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Dan Hawkins said in a statement, establishing a home for the Chiefs on the Kansas side of the state line was an opportunity that deserved thorough conversation. We have reached out to the Chiefs organization and asked them to weigh in on the possibility of using Kansas' unique Star Bond funding tool and explore what that collaboration could hold. The two GOP legislative leaders have discouraged lawmakers from wading into issues during the special session other than tax reform and an economic development package tied to a second professional sports franchise, Sporting KC, an MLS team based in Kansas City, Kansas. During the final days of the 2024 regular legislative session, House and Senate members discussed the possibility of the state issuing hundreds of millions of dollars in star bonds to finance construction of a stadium in the Kansas City area. The bonds would be repaid through tax collections within the business district, bracketing a replacement for Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. The rush to land the Chiefs has been supported by formation of a lobbying organization, Scoop and Score, affiliated with former Kansas House Speaker Ron Rickman of Johnson County and nearly two dozen registered Kansas lobbyists. Initially, the idea was to draw the Royals to the Kansas side of the state line with Missouri. That idea surfaced after Jackson County, Missouri voters rejected a sales tax proposal for construction of a downtown stadium for the baseball team. However, proposed legislation floated at the Capitol did leave an open the possibility of either the Chiefs or Royals relocating to Kansas. Legislative leaders have communicated with Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt to tout potential of the state's business incentives and strategic locations in Wyandotte County. In that letter to Hunt, the two state legislators said the offer would be the best economic development partnership the franchise will find in America. Masterson and Hawkins said in the Hunt letter, a deal attracting the Chiefs to Kansas would deliver return on investment that would be a victory for the Kansas taxpayers and a game changer for the state's economy. You can read that full story at our website, katiecountry94.com. Today's community calendar brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 60 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at the website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Community luncheon, dine, and a curbside carryout, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, water bottles from the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company. That's today from June the 6th from 11 to 12:30. Boost Ministries, Blessing House, 120 North Campbell and Beloit. Free will donation to help others. Stop by for the 13th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally. That'll be tomorrow, Friday, June the 7th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Cool down with some shaved ice and meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, the best 8-man players in the state of Kansas. Enjoy some high-quality entertainment. There'll be dancing, cheering, games, giveaways, and much more. So mark your calendars and make sure to be a part of the 13th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally tomorrow, June the 7th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company, and Katie Kench 94 and Z96.3. Read the lake. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katiecountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Well, more on Oklahoma's win coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. We have a feature on the Osborne Bulldogs playing the 8-man All-Star games this year. Also, a KU men's basketball player is out for the upcoming season. The Royals rained out on Wednesday. The NBA Finals begin tonight. An update on the French Open and tennis. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 39th annual 8-man All-Star Games are taking place at Trojan Field in Beloit coming up on Saturday in the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake listening area. Most of the area athletes will be playing the Division II game in the afternoon. That includes Osborne Bulldog representatives Nathan Goheen and Doug Guttery. The pair represent the 25th and 26th selections to the 8-man All-Star Game for Osborne since they moved down from 11-man 14 seasons ago. As was the case with the All-Stars before, Goheen and Guttery have definitely earned their spots on the Division II East team in 2024. After a very rare below 500 season their freshman year in which Osborne went 4-5, the two teamed together with the rest of the Bulldog teammates to post winning records over the next three seasons, combining to go 24-7 from 21-23. Each of the past two seasons, the Bulldogs 9-2, they saw their season end in the third round of the playoffs against eventual state champion Axtell. Both Goheen and Guttery rotated through different positions for different reasons throughout their careers. Both players had to deal with injuries throughout. Goheen battled a shoulder injury during his junior season, and Guttery had back issues that nearly caused him to miss his senior season. In the end, they both fought through the challenges, as Goheen was a first-team All-State linebacker this past season, and Guttery received honorable mention All-State as a back. Goheen led the Bulldog defense with 89 tackles, 18 for loss, had a team-high 8.5 sacks. He also added three fumble recoveries and interception. For his career, Goheen registered 255 tackles with 42 for loss, 18.5 sacks, and 9 fumble recoveries. He broke out as a focal point on offense in his final two seasons, playing tight end and combining for 30 catches for 577 yards and 12 touchdowns. Goheen offered his thoughts on fighting through the shoulder injury and the different roles he played in his time at Osborne.
That obviously put a lot of pressure on, because you got to face the fact that you might get hurt any play, any time. My sophomore year, I got a lot more playing and was a linebacker, and I was a right guard, and that was an experience, that's for sure. Junior year, I went to end and linebacker again, and then I really liked that, and coach got me back there. So from there, I just got better at those positions, and it worked out for us.
Guttery also played a multitude of roles for Steve Tiernan's Bulldogs. He started at quarterback most of his sophomore and junior season, split time depending on injury status between quarterback and end during his senior campaign. For his career, he threw for over 1,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, ran for another 1,431 scores, with a majority of those numbers in his junior season, in which he ran for 912 yards and 20 scores. On defense, he finished his career with 188 total tackles, 25 for loss, and 9.5 sacks, 4 fumble recoveries, and 2 interceptions. Guttery discussed the real possibility of missing his senior year with a back injury and what he learned from playing for Coach Tiernan these past four seasons.
some things I've learned under Tiernan over the years is how to always be prepared and ready for your opponent. I wouldn't even know if I was going to be able to play my senior year until maybe 1st of September. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride for sure, but I wouldn't change it for anything.
Catch Osborne Bulldog graduates Doak Guttery and Nathan Goheen in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game at Trojan Field in Beloit Saturday afternoon. Kickoff set for 1:30. If you can't make it to the games, you can listen on Katy Country 94 or on the web at 8manallstars.com on the 8-man All-Star Game Radio Network. Pregame coverage slated for 1 o'clock on Saturday. And shifting to men's college hoops, KU received some bad news on Wednesday. Coach Bill Self announced that guard Elmarker Jackson will miss the 2024-25 season after tearing a patella tendon in a workout during a camp on Tuesday. Self said in a statement, quote, "We're all crushed by this. Jackson has had a terrific spring. He's worked so hard and improved so much. This will be a challenge that we will meet head on, and he will return as good as ever," unquote. Jackson will have surgery to repair the tear, and it will take about a year to fully recover. In baseball, the Royals and Guardians had their Wednesday game rained out. Makeup games were scheduled for August 26th. The two teams finished their now two-game series this afternoon at 12:10. Brady Singer, 4-2 with a 2.63 ERA, still expected to start on the mound against Tanner Bibee of the Guardians, who's 4-1 with a 3.74 ERA. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, in the All-Big 12 Women's Softball National Championship Series, number 2, Oklahoma struck first with an 8-3 win over number 1, Texas in game 1 Wednesday night. The Sooners led 7-1 going into the 6th when Texas started a rally but held to just 2 runs. So you got one of those runs back in the bottom of the 6th to finish with a 5-run victory. Up 1-0 in the best of 3 series, Oklahoma can finish out their 4th straight national championship with a win tonight, while Texas hopes to force a deciding 3rd game. First pitch for game 2 at 7 o'clock on ESPN. After being idle since May 30th, the NBA playoffs resume tonight as well. Game 1 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics looking for their 18th title in franchise history, but their first since 2008, while the Mavericks are hoping for their second championship, having won their lone title in 2011. Boston hosts Game 1 at 7:30 on ABC. Finally, in sports and tennis, the French Open continued Wednesday with the men's quarterfinals. Only one match contested as number 1 seed Novak Djokovic withdrew from the tournament and will need surgery to repair a torn meniscus. As a result, 7-seed Casper Ruud advanced to the semis in a walkover, and number 4 Alexander Zverev picked up a straight set win over number 11 Alex de Minaur. This morning, the women's semis take center stage. Number 1 Iga Swiatek faces 3rd-seeded American Coco Gauff, and unseeded Mira Andreeva takes on number 12 Jasmine Paolini. Full French Open coverage can be found at RolandGarros.com. That's a look at sports and sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94.96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.